Buffett says, you know, you look at what's going on out there. The price of lumber, four times what it should be, and it's rising, all right? The cost of gasoline. I had a listener send me a note, say the highest they could find was somewhere, I don't know, $4 a gallon range. Not five, but I was going by a wire story that gas in some places in California has reached $5 a gallon. Keep an eye on it for me, folks, and let me know. Even $4 a gallon would be devastating to people trying to get companies back together. And Buffett says, because of this and all the money being spent, the devaluation of currency, it means inflation is on the way. It's something Craig Stiles and I have talked about in the past. He's here. Craig Stiles from Ameriprise Financial joining me here on the program. Craig, I'm looking at all these pressures, some even talking about a housing bubble. What do you make of it?
Well, good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm good, but I'm concerned. I'm a little, you know, on edge like a lot of people are, I guess.
Well, I mean, there's good reason to be on edge in many respects. You see what's going on in the markets, the volatility that's taking place, the inflationary pressures that are taking place is also kind of an issue that, you know, I have got conversation almost daily with clients in regards to what is that impact going to be, not only to the purchasing power, but also to their investments going forward. And so in many circumstances, I try to make sure that we separate that just from the understanding of what their fixed income is, what the purchasing pressure is for when they're going out to maintain their lifestyle versus that of what's going on in the markets. You know, so when fuel prices are going up, that's good for fuel companies. So if you're investing in fuel companies and you're having to pay more fuel on the one side, that's how we're able to offset that, is basically you start to peel some of the income off of their growth strategies as a part of their portfolio. So that is where we're trying to mitigate that. And the conversation goes with my clients in regards to offsetting their concerns or their anxiety when it comes to what's happening in the markets, if you will. So,
well, I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, here's one of the anxieties. And I know two people in this position right now. They're partway through building a home, right?
Oh, yeah.
And here's the price of lumber has gone up four times. Literally, a sheet of OSB board is at $30. Some people think that's going to double from where it is, and it's still several times more than it should be. I mean, it's a disastrous place to be.
It is. From the aspect of being a building. I mean, I've got several clients who have put off building a house, moving on. I've been sitting there thinking about on my road in particular where I live, a gentleman built a house within the last year, and he put it up for sale. And I'm looking at when he bought the house, or excuse me, when he built the house, what the price of the lumber was then, and then what he's asking for the value of the house right now. I think he's going to do rather well because he knows people are not going to build their own house. So he's going to make a pretty significant profit, I think, on the house. So for those who built earlier on are going to be selling their houses at more of a premium than those who are building a house now because of the price of lumber going up.
Well, that's true. If you're a seller, and you want to downsize or do something, it's great. If you want to sell a house, it's great.
Yep. If you want to sell a house right now,
but where are you going to live? But where are you going to live? Because buying a house, not easy, right?
No. No. I mean, going through the process of looking what's available that's out there. I think, as a matter of fact, in the Lansing area, if I recall listening to one report earlier, typically, they have about 1,300 houses, 1,200 to 1,300 houses for sale at this point in time. Inventory right now is about 300 to 400. So there's not a lot out there right now for people to buy. So it is more of a seller's market and a supply-demand piece.
Well, exactly. The supply is tight everywhere, and the demand is high. Everywhere, even in places, you know, I mean, obviously the demand's high in Florida and Arizona and Texas where people are moving. But even in Michigan, where people are leaving in bigger numbers than certainly that are coming, the demand is off the charts. And that makes buying a house, if the houses are on the market for a day, 2 days, they're getting asking price or above in many cases. I mean, I mean, if you're ready to retire and move to, you know, to Mongolia, now is the time. Houses in Mongolia are still cheap, I think.
I haven't checked out the prices of Mongolia, but I'm going to take your word for it on that one.
But, I mean, if you want to pack away money for retirement because you've got a house you want to downsize, might be the perfect time.
The area that I've, the conversations that I've had with clients, basically balancing paying off the mortgage on their existing house, building up their overall net worth, and basically weighing that option on their individual needs. So from that perspective of making improvements on their existing house, going out and building a new house, using the equity in their current house to make the purchase of a new house or even to do those enhancements, that is something we've talked about. And quite frankly, the aging in place has been a very strong conversation to have as well, and making sure their portfolios are able to make the enhancements for aging in place for their home.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of things that are very particular to the investor, to the client who is deciding, do we want to build a new house and make it our last home? Do we take our existing house, make it more handicap accessible, and so we can age in place?
Sure.
And that's been a driving force. And in some cases, when you're making those minor adjustments, the costs aren't as huge because there isn't as many major adjustments when it comes to lumber. But it's not just lumber. You're looking at drywall. You're looking at pretty much everything across the board for the cost of it.
The good news, I guess, is the fact that the economy in general is doing better. It's stronger. It's coming back. Unemployment's coming down, and the GDP is going up. So, you know, maybe this is just a brisk breeze for a bit. Hopefully it is. Hopefully Warren Buffett is a little bit oversensitive, shall we say. Craig Stiles, you can find Craig anywhere in America. You can find Craig Stiles Ameriprise by calling 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Steve. It is. Have a great one.
You too, my friend. Quick break.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday, you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagle.com for details. Looking at the leaderboards, 1 month into the 2021 season, we find a couple of ex-Tigers leading their respective leagues in home runs. Nick Castellanos tied for the NL lead with 9. J.D. Martinez is having a great year. He leads the American League with 9. Mike Trout is off to the best start of his career, and that's saying something. And right there with him is Byron Buxton, who's going to win an MVP award one of these years if he can just stay healthy. Like Martinez, Chris Bryant is back after an off year and putting up big numbers for the Cubs. Keep an eye on Carson Kelly of the Diamondbacks and Jesse Winker of the Reds, also off to great starts. My two favorite pitching lines so far, Garrett Cole with 62 strikeouts while walking 3 in 38 innings. Jacob DeGrom has struck out 59 while walking 4 in 35.